You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
You're listening to NITV Radio and my name is Šárka Pechová. Let me take you to South Australia. This Friday, big festivities will begin there with the Tainandi Festival starting on Friday. Tainandi this year comprises a major exhibition at Art Gallery of South Australia and a statewide festival stretching across South Australia with partner venues presenting more than 30 exhibitions. I caught up for a yarn with Nikki Cumpston, Artistic Director of Tainandi.
My name is Nikki Cumpston and I am the Artistic Director of Tainandi Festival of Contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art. I live and work here in Adelaide on Kaurna country, but my family are Barkindji people from the Barker, our Darling River, in western New South Wales.
Thank you. So what is Tainandi?
Tainandi is a Kaurna word and it means that first sight of a seed sprouting or the first sign of the light of day. And it's an opportunity for artists to be able to showcase their works of art. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists from across the country are invited to a series of exhibitions here at the Art Gallery of South Australia, as well as we have over 24 partner organisations who are also featuring works of art by artists from South Australia, as well as from other language groups from right across the country.
So what are the highlights this year?
We have the Tainandi Art Fair, which is live online. So people can access the art fair from Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. So from Friday the 15th of October at 5 p.m. Mm. And they can click onto the Art Gallery of South Australia website and they're taken to the online platform where you can visit over 50 art centres from across Australia and you can learn about the artists and you can buy works of art directly from them through that platform. We also have major artists exhibiting here at the Art Gallery of South Australia, including the artist Tim O'Hogan, who won the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Award this year at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory, a very prestigious award, and he was the overall winner of that award with an incredible painting that he painted about his ancestral country, Lake Baker, which is an incredibly large salt lake in the Great Victoria Desert in Western Australia. So that's a really large-scale painting. We also have really incredibly beautiful, immersive, moving image work by Kent Morris, who is a Barkindji artist. He's another fellow countryman of mine. And he's created a beautiful, soft-moving animation where he's incorporated the Kinki, the Cheeky Corellas, in with that Barkindji blue sky. And so it's an immersive work where it goes for 14 minutes and you can sit and watch it transform from one image to the next. We also have the quirky work of Kayleen Whiskey, Yunkinjara artist from the South Australian Arangu Pitjantjatjara Yunkinjara lands. And she's painted onto an old found SA tourism road sign. And she's painted all of her favourite characters that make up the story of the Seven Sisters. So the Jukapa, the ancestral story of the Seven Sisters, but using some of her favourite icons from pop culture. So you've got Tina Turner, you've got Catwoman, you've got all sorts of different incredibly powerful women who are representing those Seven Sisters. But it's all about her bringing her family and friends in the community of Indalkna, where she lives, together for a party. So she's also made some animations out of her paintings that go alongside of that painted road sign.
This sounds like such a wide range of artwork. Are we going to be able to see these ones online as well?
Yes. Because of the pandemic, what we've done, in order for the artists to be able to celebrate their work and to share it with their communities and their families and gallerists and, you know, all of their fans around Australia and around the world, we have created a Matterport where you can walk through the exhibition and you can read the wall text, which teaches you a bit more about the artist and about the works of art. And then also attached to that will be, if there's a talk with the artist, that will be on there, so you'll be able to hear directly from them. We've also created some moving image portraits of the artist, so you can go online and see them and hear them speaking about their work as well.
As we said in the introduction, you really are taking us to South Australia. It sounds like we will really have the feeling that we are there with you.
That's great. That's what we're trying to do. We just want everybody who can't be here to be able to celebrate, and especially for the artists, because quite often family members can't come with them when they travel, and in some cases this year the artists aren't able to travel, so we want them to be able to share the work with everyone and for people to get to know. This is a wonderful opportunity for people to get to learn about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art and cultures and how diverse we are, and we all come from very different backgrounds and we all have really unique stories to tell, and this is an important platform for people to be able to share their stories with the broader general public in Australia and internationally.
This is already the sixth year of Tarnandi and it has had a great impact on the community. Can you please tell us a bit more?
Tarnandi really has been a great opportunity, you know, for the Art Gallery of South Australia to be able to embrace Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art. And it's also provided us with a platform to be able to share about the, you know, all of the stories behind the work. So through our education program, we have produced a book, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art in the Classroom. That book has sold 4,500 copies. And we have had so many teachers coming to the gallery to learn about that program so that people have an idea of how to really, you know, ethically talk about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art and cultures, and to be able to bring that knowledge and those knowledge systems into the classroom to share with their students. And for us, that's, you know, that's a really key thing, is about providing an opportunity for people to learn. And through our education programs, we've really been able to make that happen. We also offer some of those programs online now, so people who aren't living in the state of South Australia can also engage and learn and be able to bring that knowledge into the classroom for their own students.
And you're also providing a platform for the artists to sell their work.
That's right. The Tarnandi Art Fair this year is going 100% online, and people will be able to access the platform through the Art Gallery of South Australia website so that they can go into the platform and meet artists from over 50 art centres from across Australia, learn about the works of art, and you can buy work directly from the art centres. It's guaranteed that all of the work that's been produced through the art centres is all made ethically, and so this enables you to be able to buy the work, and 100% of the money that you pay for the work goes back to the artists and to the art centres. So it's a really good way to be able to cross the country and see what works are being made, for example, in central Arnhem Land from Maningrida Arts and Culture. You can click on and you can see who some of the artists are, and you can buy, you know, bark paintings, you can buy woven works, and you can look around and decide what it is that you might like to buy. And then there's one cart that you put the goods that you want to buy into, and then you pay through that platform.
Is this platform meant mainly for art collectors, or is it accessible also for general public?
This platform provides an opportunity for people who are just new to learning about Aboriginal art, because there'll be information for you to be able to read and see where that art centre is located, and you can have a look at where the actual works are made. And it also provides an opportunity for people who are not sure about Aboriginal art, you can have a look and you can just decide for yourself whether or not it's something you want to buy. But there's different price points for the works of art. So there are some works in the hundreds of dollars, and then of course there are works up to $10,000. it's an opportunity for you to be able to just take your time, have a look, click on each of the art centres, have a look at the artists and decide for yourself what work takes your fancy, you know, whose work, what style you really like. And it's really varied. All of the art centres make different work from different mediums. And having this online platform provides an opportunity for you to be able to just relax and look and see and learn.
Is this the way forward? Is online something you're going to do in the future as well?
We really love the Tarnindi Art Fair when we have it as a live event, because people come to the art fair and they meet the artists face to face, and it's an opportunity to hear from them, to hear their stories. And it's also a really important professional development opportunity for the artists to be able to come and meet each other and see what other work's being made. So we would definitely be working towards having the live art fair in the future, but this is a result of the pandemic. And in order for us to be able to support the artists to be able to sell their work, we needed to go with an online platform this year. It really is a unique opportunity for people to come onto the one website and be able to see who the artists are, where the art centre is situated, and to be able to buy works directly from the artists with all money going directly back to the art centres.
Thank you so much, Nikki. And my very last question, what are you personally looking forward to?
Oh, I'm really excited. I think there are about 100 artists who are coming for the Tarnindi Festival this year. And I'm really looking forward to being able to sit with them. We have the Bumpa Bumbalia, which is the Kaurna word for conference. And that's being held on Friday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. here at the Art Gallery in the courtyard. And so it's an informal but informative platform for the artists to get up and speak to the audience and share a little bit of information about their works of art and entice people to come in and have a closer look at their work. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, is being able to introduce the artists to each other and to have a chance, you know, for a good yarn and, you know, just to hear what they're doing and just to see them. It's been so long since we've been able to travel. Mm. The few people who are able to come, it's going to be a lovely opportunity for us all to get together.
Good luck with all of that, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity and thanks for your support.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.